Well, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. Pray that you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving and looking forward to having a very, very Merry Christmas. We've got a good one for you. Radio and television transition. We are our excited is excited. We've been looking at the station and looking at all the new wonderful programming. Again, it's like having a new baby. It's an exciting time for us. Sonia, a Dallas-Fort Worth affiliate. We have a new affiliate in Detroit, Michigan. We'll be announcing all these call letters. We want to welcome Jackson, Mississippi. And again, we're looking forward to the switch being pushed, per se, in Lagos, Nigeria, man. 40 million,
wow.
They're home. And so, man, again, my excited is excited. Charlene, how are you tonight?
Hey, Bishop.
I'm excited about what's going on in your segment of 88.1, The Truth, a Global Experience. Tell us about what we can expect from you and your gang.
So, Rogue Nation, Holly Rogue Nation Radio, we're basically a group of, you know, like-minded, educated, you know, fearless, outspoken, unafraid, you know, millennial and Gen X population. And Rogue Nation Radio, we pretty much keep it to politics and current events and, you know, things that I feel like may be in the news or that we need to be aware of that you just may not get from the mainstream. I do have some other shows that are going to be coming to 88.1. I know I have to give you some fans just now. So I call her Dr. Love. Shantae Love is a co-host on Rogue Nation Radio. She's a psychologist, and she is going to be talking about basically, you know, her struggles with being a single mother, trying to raise kids by herself in the Trump era, and how, you know, things that we see every day may affect us, and, you know, how do we deal with it, and how do we, as a young generation, deal with mental health? Because it's largely not even looked at. You know, most people feel like, right, you know, it's so much stigma attached to it, they don't even want to talk about it. So she's going to be talking a lot of it about that. Also,
wow.
I have, I'm sorry.
You guys got some serious topics.
I know, and I'm like, it can go so many different ways. So Rogue Nation, you know, with the whole panel, with all of us, we want to keep that on the light side, but we're definitely going to get into some serious topics. I also want to bring in a show about relationships, you know, from the male and the woman's perspective, you know, couples and things like that, and how do we survive and how do you make things happen in the world where everything is based off social media and we always got our phone in our hand. Like, you know, we don't need our people. Do people even stay together anymore? Like, things like that, I feel like, need to be expressed from our point of view.
Wow.
Sounds wonderful.
And Sonia, you've already talked about, you guys have already got your Christmas special together, and we're going to have a lot of announcements tomorrow night on your show.
Oh, yeah. Generation Z
no
is ready to rock and roll.
No breaks.
We have artists from New York that has graciously sent in their music that they've recorded, their Christmas songs. We have a segment on what it's like to be in Nigeria for Christmas. We are ready to roll. And my kids are so together. So I can't wait. I can't wait. Our subjects are light, but they're enlightening at the same time. They're full of education and things you just didn't know about, but it makes life fun.
Message. Right.
Well, I cheated. I went into the production room and I was listening, man. It's going to be off the chain. Yes, you know. That's one of the perks, you know. I get to hear stuff, you know, and I'm just excited.
Oh, did you now? So you cheated. We have
a lady who's
going to tell us all about stress. So our show is put together to be fun, educational, encouraging, and still lighthearted at the same time. And it's delivered with so much flair by the kids. So we're excited. And Christmas, they're excited. So to see them excited makes me excited.
Well, Charlie and Sonia, I'm glad you're talking about Christmas. We just got breaking news that somebody saw their mama doing something. We'll be right back.
Well, kissing Santa Claus.
They burst.
Was it kissing Santa Claus?
They caught
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Oh.
That was Maxine and Lewis and Sonia Adams.
I thought it was Martha and Lewis.
Martha and Lewis.
That was you who was telling everybody else that story.
Well, hey, it wouldn't have been me because I would have tried to make some money off of it.
Probably so. Blackmailing Santa Claus. If you do this, that, and the other, I won't tell my daddy. Yeah,
not you.
That would have been your role. But he would have been like, I am your daddy. Oh!
Oh, God.
Hey, you guys, let's get out and support Greg. We'll be talking between today and tomorrow, and we'll make arrangements and get to the premiere, and we got a lot of stuff going. So, and again, I kind of missed you guys. I'm glad to have you guys on.
Yeah, I kind of missed you too. You know, I know it's sad when you start to miss
kinda.
It.
Oh, you missed.
Look, and anytime you can get the rogue lady on the line, come on.
Oh my Lord, she only texts. So thank you, Charlie.
Look, she's
I hear your voice.
Look, right, this
don't
girl should
me.
Have.
Don't
we ain't judging you, baby. We just know how you roll. Thank you for talking to us tonight.
Right. Yes, sir. Thank you for being on with the peons tonight.
Thank you, honey bunny.
I cannot. I love you, too.
We love you, too. And I want to see
you
Thursday.
Too,
I need to do your commercial, Miss Bishop. I need you to come
up
to my house. Something.
Okay.
I have to get you over here. Yeah. Come to the studio. I got to get snacks. Mm-hmm.
Will I see you Thursday?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
I know I will see him, but he won't see us. So, you know, he'll be in the VIP, PIBP. Section,
I'm not going.
And we'll be
over
there trying
to
get some popcorn.
I'm like Craig tonight. I've got a wonderful radio and television crew. You know,
you do,
and you guys. So I'm as proud of you guys as he is of his guys. Teamwork that
well,
makes this thing work.
And
I believe we built
a
great team.
I wish them well, and we got to be there to support. because what comes around goes around. So we gonna do it.
Right. Well, we'll be
all
there.
Right.
Well, I gotta go, ladies.
Bye.
That's your
we
one of my favorite
you.
Christmas
That's the only
songs.
Reason we talked to you this long.
I
we'll
know
see
that's
you
right. That's right. One of my favorite Christmas songs. Well, my dad and mama used to play it. For me, Christmas ain't Christmas, but I don't hear this song. It's my very favorite by Nat King Cole. It's about the Christmas
okay,
song. God bless
we'll
that.
We'll close it out.
Be good, ladies.
We will.
All right. Thanks, Scott. I'll see you later. Holla.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.